Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Mark and Sarah talk about songs. Mark and Sarah talk about songs.
Yeah, we do. I'm Sarah D. Bunting. I'm your co-host, and I am here as we continue through the Weird Al versus Everybody season with my esteemed co-host, Mark Blankenship. Hello, Mark.
Well, hello, Sarah.
So,
and
this is going to be a weird one, not just because Weird Al Yankovic is involved. Do you want to bring the listeners up to date on what we're doing and what specifically we're talking about today?
Yes. So if you are a patron, that means that you heard our previous episode on Eat It by Weird Al versus Beat It by Michael Jackson. And if you're not a patron and you do want to hear every episode of this season, you should join us at patreon.com/mastass because 50% of this season will only be available to our patrons. And you can join at any level, $3 or higher, and get all of these episodes. But we've already talked quite a bit about the complexity of Michael Jackson in the culture. So I don't know that we necessarily need to relitigate all that, but we can't avoid the fact that this week we are talking about Bad by Michael Jackson and Fat by Weird Al Yankovic. And I don't think we could have, Sarah, in good conscience, done this season without contending with these two songs.
Yeah.
But, oh, this is nobody's best look, is what I'm going to say.
Yeah, if I really was considering slacking you, Mark, and being like, what if we just don't? Like, what if we, like the dude in Beat It, are just like, no, we actually shouldn't. We actually shouldn't go to that fight. Let's just stay home in our piano key t-shirt with the notes on it and sing really heartfeltly. But then I read somewhere that Weird Al does consider Fat a follow-up to Eat It, which we talked about last week. And I was like, I think that we can't look away, unfortunately, much though we might literally like to, because one of these videos is 18 fucking minutes long, and the other one is not the best choices that you want to see Mr. Yankovic making. So I guess let's just, you know, borrow some buckles from the video's outfits and get it over with.
Yeah, because, you know, it's not Mark and Sarah talk about the songs that they like in an uncomplicated way. And I think that to really talk about Weird Al, you have to acknowledge that he has in his career made some choices that in retrospect are incredibly insensitive and worse than being just moronic in their humor are actually cruel in their humor.
Yeah.
And it's unsurprising that this would happen because Weird Al Yankovic has been making music for 40 plus years. Things have changed in what we are willing to acknowledge or able to acknowledge in a cultural way. And fat shaming is not funny. But in the 80s, people were like, okay. And I will say, when I was in fifth grade, this is when the Even Worse album came out.
Mm. Yeah.
That's the one that has Fat on it. It has Lasagna, which is La Bamba. It has I Think I'm a Clone Now, which is I Think We're Alone Now. It has a parody of Got My Mind Set on You that is, this song is just 6 words long. And it also has one of my favorite of all time Weird Al originals, which is Stuck in a Closet with Vanna White.
Uh-huh.
We will be talking about that in a special patrons only episode later in the season.
Yep.
So for me, this album is the entry point for really loving the music of Weird Al Yankovic, because I just feel like fifth grade is right around the time when it's like your Weird Al's target audience.
Yes, absolutely.
Like, he's making jokes about butts, but he's also singing songs. He's singing those jokes to the tune of songs that you know you like from other places. You get to still laugh at butt jokes, but it's also kind of cool. It's like perfect fifth grade fodder.
Yeah.
So I cannot pretend like I didn't used to love this song and this music video, But we'll get to that in a second. First, let's talk about Bad, which was the second single from Michael Jackson's album Bad, and it was the second of five consecutive number one hits. It's only the second, it's one of only two albums in all of history to spin off five number one singles, the other being Teenage Dream by Katy Perry. And as Sarah noted, the music video for Bad is 6,000 minutes long. Mm-hmm. It's directed by Martin fucking Scorsese, of all people, who followed up, and I shit you not, he followed up The Last Temptation of Christ by making this music video.
And then he made Goodfellas. Sure.
Yeah, it's like Last Temptation of Christ, the Bad music video, Goodfellas. Sure.
Uh-huh.
You know, we talked in the last episode, Sarah, about Michael Jackson's essential ludicrousness, his self-seriousness. And if you thought that it had maxed out in the Billie Jean Beat It era,
no.
Nope. This is the most self-serious thing I have. Well, I can't say that because the most self-serious thing might be when Michael Jackson released his greatest hits album, History, capital H-I-S, and sent a statue of himself floating down the Thames.
Mm-hmm.
But this album or this music video really wants us to embrace Michael Jackson as a misunderstood rebel, outcast, whatever. And to me...
And also as the Street Fighter.
Yeah, yeah. Like, as someone who actually has the capacity to kick ass and take names. And look... Do I like other songs from the Bad album, Man in the Mirror, The Way You Make Me Feel? Yes, I do like those songs. But to me, Bad is just bad. It's not a good song. I'd never liked it, even when I was a kid.
I feel like I liked it at the time, but diminishing returns started immediately. I'm going to play a clip, but I am struck, as I always am when I am revisiting this song, at, like, often in the 80s, you could tell it was the Weird Al version because it just sounded a little thinner. The right. production was just a little bit less full and expensive. And I'm always like surprised all over again to realize that Bad actually sounds pretty fucking cheap, especially that Nate, 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 Nate. Like, oh, like, do you want any bass? It's an idea. I'm just some guy, but. How about some bass?
You probably could afford it, too. I just want to point out.
Yeah.
You could probably afford to put some bass on your fucking record.
Yeah, probably. So here's a clip. I mean, this is like the dance rehearsal scenes in Stayin' Alive where it's like, are we really having like heterosexual couple, like sex competition drama in this film? Okay. Look, it's so self-serious. It has no idea how risible it is, but let's stick to the song. I guess, and try not to look down. It never quite gets going. Like, on top of wanting to be another, like, rousing, you know, taking the fight to the streets of the set of the Warriors underground, whatever, on top of wanting to be that, but, like, Beat It had a beat that actually worked. For that,
yeah,
this is like just a fraction of a second too slow, and it sounds too like top line heavy and thin. And then he's like, "Oh, like no, like I understand everything that you're trying to do, and 5 years ago or whenever it worked, now it doesn't." And also, it's like. Doing these episodes back to back and just seeing like accelerating dissipation of the bone structure is That, like, yeah, it's start, and you can feel the paranoia coming off him, like, even in the video. Like, this is somebody whose literal costume is, like, so unbelievably well defended. That's like, how do you expect to pee, sir?
Yeah.
There's every buckle. Are you wearing a diaper under there? Anyway, yeah, this is never going to rise again in my esteem. And yet, the parody is not. I mean, that I have to vote for anything, whatever. Do you have anything else on bad before we move on to bad choices?
No, although I will say, I if we choose to just blank the vote here and say no winner, that's not the worst thing that we've ever done.
Right.
Because it's not like this is real. Despite the fact that we always say it has the force of law, it actually doesn't. Shh, I know. It's disappointing to hear. Try to forget I just said that. Okay, so about fat. Weird Al wisely never again did a Michael Jackson song because clearly people would have been expecting it from him. And he did go back to the well here because I guess he realized I like making money. And the music video is very clever in its parodying of the Michael Jackson video.
Yeah.
For those of you who have not seen it, the premise of the video is exactly the same at the very beginning. It's Weird Al in a subway in New York, and a group of fat men come up to him, and they're like, "You're not fat. You're not one of us." And Weird Al starts being like, "I am fat. I am fat. I am fat," instead of "I am bad." And then he grows into a fat suit that he then wears for the rest of the video, and the rest of the video vacillates between just chaotic jokes where there's like chicken noises and there's wind blowing and he pulls out a little pinwheel and the pinwheel blows in the wind. Okay, there's that. But then it's also like, wow, look, the fat people can only run 5 steps before they're out of breath. Mm. And like those really mean jokes. And it's just a shame that it's just a shame. And, you know, I could guess you could make the argument that, like, in this video, the overweight men are presented as being very confident and, they're, you know, there's, like, they have a clear sense of their self-worth. If you wanted to get down into, like, really arguing some sort of crit level.
Yeah, I'm sure there's some gossamer silver lining of rationalization somewhere.
But at the end of the day, this is a mean-spirited fat-shaming song and a mean-spirited fat-shaming video. And I feel gross about it.
Yeah. I, at our FSA night, which is basically my school's annual talent show, I lip synced to this with backup dancers. There was a muumuu from a thrift store and 4 bolster pillows and a wig cap that had curlers in it. And my father's combat boots from National Guard basic training. I did moonwalk. There is video of this. There's no defense. The late 80s were not now. And I would not do this again. But what strikes me about all of it, Weird Al's role in it, and mine, is how cheaply, how would Edith Wharton put it? Like a momentary glow cheaply had. It's just so cheap and inevitably and utterly at the expense of other people. Like the video, when I come out through the curtain, it's like immediate. Like I was a senior at that point. I've been going to the school for 12 years. There's like the whole school is there at this thing and like just bedlam, right. Screaming. And it was like, well, that's what I was like at that time. And for like 10 or 15 years after that, that it was like, get the laugh no matter who, no matter what and no matter who.
Yeah.
And yeah. So I can't undo that, but it's gross and I'm glad that we are now at a point culturally where everyone involved, I mean, not MJ because not here, but Weird Al will not perform this or I think eat it in concert anymore because of the allegations. I would rather that he not perform Fat because it's mean and hurts people's feelings. But what does strike me about this, because I know firsthand that, like, Grotsky dopamine hit that I got from coming out on stage in this, you know, surrounded by my friend's mom's sofa pillows, was that it's cheap and everybody involved is better than that shit.
Yeah.
Should we even hear a clip? Yeah.
I mean, no.
Yeah.
At this point, maybe we don't have to.
Yeah.
We don't have to vote either.
I'm abstaining. Fuck it.
And you know what? Quite a few of our patrons chose to abstain, and I think that's right. I also choose to abstain.
Yeah.
I do think it's important that I'm important. I mean, what, like, we're doing fucking nuclear physics on this show. But I am glad that we included this conversation in this season, because let's not sugarcoat the artists that we're discussing.
Well,
right?
Yeah.
So to speak. But if this were all that Weird Al had done, we would never have done this season.
Yeah.
And we would be kind of sad that it had ever existed. But the thing that, the one silver lining, Gossamer Thin, that you said before, this song is such an unusual, cruel outlier in his decades of work that it stands out by being unlike the rest of his canon. And I'm glad for that.
Well, I would really like to know, and it's possible this is in documentary materials somewhere that I have not consumed, but, you know, he is on the record as saying, like, well, having done Eat It, and Michael Jackson let me use the Subway set, and it made sense to do it as a follow-up, but it's like, there are so many things that would scan or be aurally similar to the word bad that are not Fat. That it's like, how I really want to believe, because this is unusually, like, cheap and first drafty for Weird Al. I would like to believe that he tried to do something that was like dad, like stuff that dads do. Like, I left my bike in the driveway again. Shit, that's not going to scan. I'll turn this car around. Oh, fuck. And then he just,
when,
like,
you say to throw out my underwear.
Yeah, or
you
it's like about a guy named Matt, who's just like a douche who could, like, please don't ask what you're reading. Like, he just couldn't get it to scan. And then he just was like, okay, I give up. And this album's due in 12 minutes. I mean, that's probably not true. I think that's just not where we were as a culture in the late 80s. But I'd made a list of words that it was like, I am confident Weird Al could have done a song called Cat that would have been like just as funny as this, or that he's like, you know, it's him versus a herd of cats in the subway. Who doesn't like a herd of cats?
I mean, honestly, would watch.
Yeah. All right, well, we did it. I'm glad we didn't play a clip. I'm glad we didn't vote. I don't want to know what the patrons decided to do, because abstaining, I think, is like, it's like when we were ranking the Tori Amos album, and it's like, there's certain songs that you just can't.
Yeah, we're not going to rank Me and a Gun. It's fine.
Yeah, it is. On that note, I think we just never have to treat with any of this ever again.
But we hope that you will stay with us, listeners, because if you are a patron, this next episode will be for patrons only. We will be discussing Royals by Lorde and the honestly narratively quite surprising Foil by Weird Al. If you don't know Foil, it goes a lot of places. I'll just say that
it does in like 2.5 minutes. So I think this is going to be a good like bounce back episode for us and for Weird Al. And I'm looking forward to it, and I hope that you guys will join us. Thank you so much for listening. Mark and Sarah Talk About Songs is a proud member of the Believe Network. For more information, you can visit them at bleav.com. You can find us on social media, Facebook is mastass.podcast, and our Instagram is mastasseverywhere. That's all one word. Email us if you like, talkaboutsongs@gmail.com. And once again, that Patreon page is patreon.com/mastass. Don't get foiled again.
Oh!
Come on through. Patreons at any level. Hear all the episodes of this season. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.